Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we sit with your Word open before us again, knowing that you want us to know about you, that you want us to know about your Son Jesus and your sovereignty and your care for people. And so today, Lord, I pray that you will teach us through the book of Esther those things that you want us to know. And by your Holy Spirit, we ask that you guide us into all truth, and we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is She Came In and She Went Out. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 14. The scene is set, and the preparations for the new queen have been made. 12 long months of beauty treatments have been applied to all the fair young maidens who are to be presented to King Ahasuerus. Each young lady will choose whatever she desires as accessories to wear when she stands before the king. And the procession has begun. In chapter 2 and verse 14 of the book of Esther, we discover more about the process of being presented to King Ahasuerus, where we read, "In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheazgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name." The verse begins, "In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheazgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines." This must have been quite the undertaking, as each woman was presented one by one in the evening time and returned to the second house of the woman the next day. Imagine each fair maiden coming in before the king, having a little time to let him discover her, and then being taken away from him to return to a second living quarters for the women. We are told they were returned to the custody of Sheazgaz, whose name means servant of the beautiful, where they would stay until they were notified whether they were chosen as queen or not. Notice, too, that Sheazgaz was also a eunuch, the king's chamberlain, who took care of the king's concubines. The verse goes on to say, "She came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name." As each young lady was returned to this second house of the women, she would only be allowed to return to the king if he called her by name. More than likely, some of the women only saw the king one time. And if he was not delighted in her, did not call her name, she only had one chance before him. If we place ourselves in the position of these young maidens, what was it like to prepare for a year for such a presentation and then not know whether we would be chosen? This was the ultimate bachelorette presentation, and all of the young maidens must have desired to be selected. However, only one of them would be. As we grow closer to the time when Esther will be presented, perhaps our thoughts should be upon the preparation for our own presentation before the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. Would he be delighted in us enough to call our names to be presented before him again? Or would we only have one chance in his presence? May we live our lives in such a manner that rather than go in before him once, never to return, he would desire to be with us, and we with him every day. Next time we see Esther presented to King Ahasuerus. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.